This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1960. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded December 10th, Australia, Brazil, Canada, Cayman Islands, Cuba, Egypt, Eritrea, France, India, Ireland or Italy, Japan or Korea North, Kurdistan, Madagascar, Netherlands, Nigeria, Sudan, Turkey, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, here's some updated info from Aussie Tim Gaynor of Unique Radio, our affiliate in New South Wales. He has a new website with the latest info, which is www.uniqueradio.biz. He's calling it Northwest NSW Broadcaster. He says, coming soon, 2368.5 kilohertz will be our overnight frequency once activated, but now from Australia on 5045, and relays via WINB Pennsylvania 9265. Some more of those are being added. He says there will be an additional time to hear international radio report from Montreal, Saturday nights our time, UT Sundays 0130 on 9265. His regular broadcast is at 10 to 12:30 UT Saturdays on 9265, including World of Radio at 12 and the International Radio Report at 11:30. But he also says we're on 5045 from 0930 UT on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and alternate Saturdays 0930 on 5045. His own music program is Saturdays at 10 UT for an hour on 9265, but also via his own station 5045 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10:30. Furthermore, he says there will be an additional time for Unique Radio via WINB 9265 Thursday evenings in North America, UT Fridays at midnight 30 until 01, a mixed talk format, and maybe a little music. Oh, he also says that World of Radio is now being carried on 5045 three times a week at 0930 UT, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And alternate Saturdays, also at 0930. Radio Nacional da Amazonia, Brazil, continues to be heard on 6180 only, not 11780. And when it is on the air at 0100, it continues to clash with China in English via Cuba. On December 8th, I noticed that the signal from Brazil was very broken up, making a heavy crackle, which would make the collision even worse, but the next night they were missing. It's fun to DX the beacons below the medium wave broadcast band. In the 400s, I was hearing a number of Canadians. Most of these, but not all, start with the letter Y in a three-letter call sign, and they also have a dash between the repeated IDs. On December 8th, just before 08 UT, I was hearing three of them, one of them new to me, YPO on 401 kilohertz. I looked it up, and it's 500 watts from Pewanuck, Ontario, P-E-A-W-A-N-U-C-K. I looked it up in Wikipedia. Pewanuck is an isolated Cree community in the Kenora district of Ontario, near the confluence of the Winnisk and Shamattawa rivers, about 35 kilometers from the Winnisk River's end in Hudson Bay. Population 237. Well, if you check that on a map, that does not mean it is anywhere near Kenora, which is in the southwestern corner of Ontario. CBC can also be heard on 415 kilohertz, but that's nothing from Canada. It is the beacon at Cayman Brac, Cayman Islands. I had that December 8th at 0754, power listed as 600 watts. You never know when the Radio Havana transmitter on 13700 AM will be putting out FM spur blobs through the 22-meter band. This was happening around 14 UT on December 6th and again December 10th. They tend to be separated at about 65 or 70 kilohertz intervals, the closest ones being the strongest, and sometimes quite readable if you listen in the narrowband FM mode. I'm seldom monitoring during the 05 to 06 UTR, so I don't know how long this has been happening, but on December 9th I discovered even more anomalies from Radio Havana, Cuba. Just after 05 UT, they were already in English on 5040, 6100, and 6060. Supposedly these were not starting until 06 UT during the winter season. It appears that RHC has reverted to summertime scheduling 1 hour earlier for daylight shifting, which is no longer in effect. That is, running the English span from 01 until 07 UT instead of from 02 until 08. Sometimes I hear one of the frequencies, mainly 6000, on the air beyond 07, however, but the others are usually off. But there is more. December 9th at 0514, I was checking the 25-meter band and found Radio Havana on three frequencies, two of them in English, 12,000. It was a fair S9 signal matching 6,000 kilohertz, so was that a harmonic or a fundamental, since 12,000 is a fundamental earlier in the evening in Spanish, and this was still going in English at 0637. But a much stronger RHC English frequency was 11840, heard at 0516, including Arne Coro's breakthrough program about improving safety at Cuba's railroad crossings. And the third frequency, heard about the same time, 11700, but that one was in Spanish. And since the lower frequencies were already in English, that turned out to be the only RHC frequency still in Spanish after 0500. The situation, however, was a bit different 24 hours later. 11840 and 11700 were on again, but this time they were both in Spanish, and 11840 with those parasites 10 kilohertz above and below the frequency, which they used to do when it was on the air earlier in the day, and 12,000 kilohertz, once again, in English. These were off after 0630 except for 12,000, which continued, this time considerably weaker, so I'm suspecting it is really a harmonic, just benefiting from better-than-usual propagation in the night middle. Something is always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba, and something is always wrong at Radio Cairo, Egypt. Last week I mentioned an off-frequency split on the 31-meter band during their Albanian service, and now I've found another. 9570.199. December 7th at 1940, dead air, maybe barely modulation. That's the scheduled German hour from Abis for Radio Cairo on 9570. Next, a very interesting discovery, if I do say so myself, 17545. Saturday, December 8th at 1546, I had a very poor carrier, and it was the only station on the band, as KVOH was not yet on, or at least inaudible. I found 17545 has been added to the listings effective December 1st from Issoudun, France, maybe in Amharic, or is it in Tigrinya? There is some disagreement about that, and the three major sources have no real name for the station. One just uses the single letter R. The other one goes up to two letters, RV. What could it be? Well, HFCC shows the broker for this is RMI. So I asked Jeff White at Radio Miami International. He says it's on Saturdays only, and it's called ALSMOD. That's ALSMOOD, but no further info. So I went a-Googling and found that word showing up for some Facebook pages, but nothing about shortwave, so I can't be sure if it's any relation to this station. The Facebook stuff, however, does mention some satellite and FM broadcasts, maybe not related if they're just saying they like these other broadcasts. Kai Ludwig in Germany took a look at them and replies, at first glance, this seems to be entirely Egyptian staff, Facebook profile of someone in Egypt running a relief project which has its own Facebook profile, including the word Al-Smod. It does not show activities outside Egypt, just being a fan of those stations. And he wonders who's responsible for it. Google Translate does not include the Tigrinya language, but I tried plugging in Alsmod for translation from Amharic to English, and after some prodding, it came up with knowledge. So that may be an appropriate name for some kind of target or clandestine broadcast. Does anyone have anything more definite about this? Again, it's Saturdays only, 15 to 16 UT via France on 17545. WRMI is also involved in the next item about Radio France International, 5950, December 6th at 06:30. English from RFI is still relayed via WRN via WRMI at 06 to 07. I heard their ID in the middle of the broadcast, a press review about the Yellow Vest protests. By the way, in French, that's the more euphonious Gilets Jaunes. Paris Live is anything but live. At this time, it had been recorded 16 hours earlier. And on Mondays, by the time we hear it at 06, it's 64 hours old. So don't expect the latest Yellow Vest riot reports here. Replying to Ed Sylvester in Saudi Arabia, Ron Howard in California has this advice about DXing All India Radio. Your original Indian logs were mostly about 1500 UT. That's a great time to listen to them. Almost all of the regional stations run their local regional programs up until 1512 daily. Starting then, the regional stations start to carry the audio feed from New Delhi, consisting of 3 minutes of commercials in Hindi, often starting and ending with a distinctive tone. Then at 1515, news in Hindi, and 1530 to 1545, news in English, which they call the news at 9. He says, after 1512, I love to scan all the regional stations, mostly on 60 meters, to see how many I can hear in parallel. Most, if not all, are in parallel then. The only one which Ed had not reported was Shillong on 4970, which Ron says is an easy one to hear in California, but often with weak modulation. The best one is 5040 Jaipur. For some reason, they are consistently fairly good on a daily basis. It's a fun time to listen to AIR 1512 UT. Ireland Non and Italy Non, IRRS Shortwave. Alan Rowe in England says it's currently being heard as of 19 UT December 7th, back on its old frequency 7290. Had been on 6075 for a while. There's always a confusion whether that's via Bulgaria or Romania. He gets a reply from another Alan, Gail in England, who says, good news. It's great on 7290, except for the final few minutes when there's splatter from 7295. 6075 was very poor here. Their website seems to be down for some reason. I couldn't find a schedule. I hope they stay on 7 megahertz. Alan Rowe replies, 7290 is better for me also. They've revamped their website and their frequency schedule. Now at www.nexus.org/member-services/radio-and-tv/schedules/b18-schedule. He says, I just checked that and it still shows 6075. Alan Gale replies once again, it's working for me again now. Must have been just a temporary outage. It used to be a bit variable on 7290. But it's been really good for most of this year, so I think someone must have been watering the antenna system or something. I'd missed it over the past couple of weeks when it was a real struggle to hear it at times. You're listening to the non-commercial, non-governmental, non-corporate, non-musical, non-historical, non-hyped, non-religious, non-communist, and no-nonsense media program, World of Radio, 1960. Also bringing you the equally non-website, worldofradio.com, and publication, DX Listening Digest, all of which are non-commercial and thus depending on your voluntary financial support. Our thanks this week for a contribution via PayPal to woradio@yahoo.com from Robert Zarilli in New Jersey, who says, thank you for another great year of radio. One may also contribute via money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Ivo Ivanov, Observer Bulgaria, provides the latest frequency changes for Shokaze, or Sea Breeze, JSR Japan, about North Korean abductions. They change about once a month at 13 to 14 UT 6085, where I've also been hearing it, repeated at 16 to 17 UT on 6095. And English is normally only on Thursdays. Other days it's a mixture of Chinese, Japanese, and Korean. In between, there is a single half-hour broadcast by Shokaze, but which is actually relaying Furusato no Kaze, which is an allied broadcaster about North Korean abductions. That one at 1405 to 1435 is now on 7245, only in Japanese. Kurdistan Nan, about Dengue Welat for Kurdistanish Turkey. If there was ever any doubt that they were changing transmitter sites at 15 UT on 11530, it's painfully obvious on December 4th, because before that hour, the Pridnestrovia site was 1 kHz above frequency. The French site, Isudun, overlapped with it for about 7 seconds before 15 UT. The music modulation continued clearly, and when they're on the same frequency, you can hardly tell there's a change unless the signal strength changes, as it did when I checked it previously. Anyhow, sometimes there's a missed time signal, but not heard today. They shortly went into Kurdish talk. I recently reported about Radio Madagascar on a just barely audible carrier slightly off 5010, coming on around 02 UT. That's what I assumed it to be, since the station in India is closer to the exact frequency 5010. And then on December 7th, I was hearing a just barely audible carrier at just about the same off frequency at 15 UT, which I also assumed to be Madagascar, but this time it would have to be via long path. I also checked the other possible frequency at the same time, 6135, and there was a carrier exactly on frequency, but we can forget about that being Madagascar long path, as currently China Radio International in English via Xi'an is scheduled there from 14 until 16. Mark Cody in Ontario has been doing a lot of DXing lately, posting his reports every day, including this one, on 11600, Netherlands Non, Bulgaria, the mighty KBC at 1333 UT Saturday, December 8th, with DJ Uncle Eric von Villigen and his hijinks and oldies music, singing IDs, and KBC import ads, until a final ID at 1400 UT, broadcasting through the facilities of Spaceline in Bulgaria, the mighty KBC, and of course, a fart sound effect. Very good reception, he says. A far more reliable signal than 5960, which is beamed to North America via East Germany from midnight to 02 UT Sundays. Ivo Ivanov, Bulgaria, reports Radio Nigeria Kaduna via TDF Isudun, France, had been scheduled for 6 hours in a row. It has a good signal from 05 to 07 on 7335, 07 to 09 on 13840, and supposed to be on 17690 from 09 to 11. However, there was no signal on December 7th. Instead, that frequency is occupied by China Radio International in English to Australia via the Kunming site. This week we have several more reports of the recently reactivated external service from Omdurman, Sudan, called Voice of Africa. First from Richard Langley in New Brunswick. He says, reviewing an automated recording December 3rd using the Utventa SDR receiver in Holland. The transmitter came on shortly after 1630 UT with the first couple of minutes in Arabic. Huna Omdurman ID, clearly heard, fair to start with, but deteriorated after about an hour. French started at 1632.40, and English following at about 1716 UT. Hard to tell when it started exactly or ended, as reception was getting quite noisy. The French program was listenable, but the English one really was not. Then on December 5th, Richard Langley says, Onman came up 2 hertz above 9505 via the UTW receiver, just before 16 UT in Arabic, S7 to S9, time pips about 45 seconds late. Into French sometime after 16:30, audio a bit difficult to make out. Manuel Mendez in Spain has also been tracking it just about every day on 9505. December 4th, 1720 to 1804 in English, about the African Union. East African Songs, ID at 1756. The Voice of Africa from Radio Sudan, the Forum for All Africans. And then at 1759, they introduced a broadcast in the Hausa language. And it closed about 1856. On December 5th, he says, from 1620 vernacular at 1730 French, news about Sudan and Africa, at 1825 English, welcome to our service. Please stay tuned. On the 8th of December, he heard it between 1650 and 1725, first in French as La Voix de l'Afrique, and then Voice of Africa later. Oh, back on December 3rd, they were still on the air at 1906 in Arabic. We continue to be somewhat amused by the Voice of Turkey, which is sometimes about 700 hertz above the proper frequency and sometimes much closer. You never know which. I often check the two frequencies aimed our way in the mornings. December 6th at 1402, English on 12035.695, while the Turkish service at 1408 was on 11815.022, almost on frequency. 25 hours later, however, that one, December 7th at 1513, had jumped to 11815.711. When logging any Voice of Turkey broadcast, be sure to check the frequency for extravagance. It's fun to monitor a civil air patrol net around 15 UT on 7615 USB. It seems they're trying to sound more military than the military, with colorful tactical call signs, usually followed by two numbers. Most of them emit a beep at the end of transmission, so no one has to say over. Among the call signs heard, either directly or referred to, December 5th at 1516 were Triblade, which I think is the overall net call, Yellow Brick, Sunfish, Rattlesnake, Bluebird, Aspen Gold, Red Fox, Blue Mesa, Oil Well, Blue Mound, Middle East, and Landing Gear. Note that everyone is a two-word compound, and I cannot be sure whether there is a space or a hyphen between each one. There were many talkovers as the stations vied to check in. Hans-Jörg Biener forwards a press release from U.S. AGM that Radio Free Europe Radio Liberty has a new vice president and acting president. Her name is Daisy Sindelar, D-A-I-S-Y-S-I-N-D-E-L-A-R, effective December 7th. Hans-Jörg Biener is not too happy about this. He says editor-in-chief Nenad Pejic already served as acting president from 2014 to 2016. He surely has the experience to lead the station. He was the first director of the new Balkan service in 1993 and became VP and editor-in-chief in 2013. A few weeks ago, we had news that VOA had added a new language, Lingala, and claimed to be the first international broadcaster in that language spoken in the Congo DR. However, we subsequently discovered that it's not on shortwave, just on local FM or internet. Anyhow, Takahito Akabayashi in Japan also replies to this, that the claim that VOA will be the first international broadcaster to reach them in their own language. Japanese DXers point out VOA is not the first. There was a Lingala service of Radio Moscow, first noted in the World Radio TV Handbook of 1965. It was Tuesday, Friday, and Sunday at 21 UT on 4-meter bands. In 1980, it was listed at 19 UT on 3 frequencies, but Radio Moscow terminated Lingala in 1980, having run for about 16 years. WBCQ continues to be off frequency plus about 5130.47 and has some additional broadcast times. Larry Will got the latest schedule update. A particularly unusual show is something called the Analog Telephone System. It's UT Saturdays at midnight to 01, just preceding Alan Weiner Worldwide. Except AWWW is no longer on 5130, because at 01 to 02 UT, five nights a week, is something called Intelligence Report. Here's another tip-off when Winter Sporadic EDX is happening. Check the 13-meter band for WRMI's Radio Africa on 21525. Normally here, it's just a barely audible carrier, but December 8th at 1905, it was 10 over 9, enough to audibilize some humbuzz like a video mix. That means you could also be getting VHF DX if the MUF goes high enough into the TV or FM bands. Ever since WINB started DRM broadcasts, now on 13690, we've noted that the sidebands are asymmetrical. It's a regular DRM noise sound on the plus side up to 13695, but on the minus side down to 13685, it's been a much rougher noise. But that changed on December 4th. Now there were a bunch of carriers on the lower side beating against each other. WINB has been suspected of experimenting with data via DRM, such as high-frequency stock trading information. I wish Hans Johnson would explain exactly what is going on besides yesterday's programming on the upper half of WINB DRM. At the beginning of December, the 1-kilowatt shortwave station in Florida, WJHR, was still being reported on 15555 USB during the daytime, but since December 5th, I've been hearing it on 15550 USB, which is okay, except between 15 and 16 UT when it's blocked by Radio Tamazuk, if it's actually trying to broadcast during that hour, allegedly on the air between 14 and 22 UT. 15555 had been an exclusive worldwide frequency for WJHR, so I don't understand why they would move. Mike Newland in Kentucky and I have been hearing WWRB Tennessee, active on weekends, its last remaining frequency after Dave destroyed most of their transmitters and antennas. They switched from 3215 to 3185 at 0200 UT, just in time to get out of the way from WWCR after 0200. As an example of how good the 90-meter band is for close-in coverage more U.S. stations should use, Mike is only 120 miles away, but was getting extremely good reception, SINPO all fives. At least around our latitude, 36 north or beyond, it's the season for medium wave DX by Skywave in the middle of the day. See what you can hear around local noontime, especially around the top end of the band. The propagation outlook from Boulder, geomagnetic field expected to reach active levels December 10th and 29th, with ANK indices peaking at 12 and 4 due to coronal hole high-speed stream effects. Lesser peaks of 10 and 3 expected on December 30th, January 3rd and 4th. Otherwise, during the following month, ANK indices of only 8 and 3 or 5 and 2. Solar flux 68 until bumping up to 70 starting December 23rd. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio 1960.